The Tate brothers remain incarcerated until at least the end of February. Prosecutors say they offered young women fake promises of relationships and forced them to produce pornographic content. And all this evidence is explicitly detailed in the charges, presumably, right? And it'll soon be on display for all the world to see at the trial. Well, no, because a month after their arrest, and 9 months after the official investigation into all this began, there is no trial and there are no charges. Yet the Tates continue to be locked inside a cage on the premise of social media posts, accusations, and hearsay alone. Is anyone else starting to think there's something seriously wrong here?
Ask the police what evidence there is against me. They have nothing. Ask the police what evidence
there is against me. The Matrix is trying to frame me, but God knows the truth. There's no evidence in my file because I've done nothing wrong.
What kind of backward shithole country can legally hold someone without charge for months on end? How is it justifiable in any way to hold someone for that amount of time based on allegations alone? I thought Romania was no longer a communist country. Doesn't seem like it. I've even read that they could imprison them for years without charge. That's just a straight up totalitarian abomination. Even the judge who just approved the extension to their detention admitted prosecutors had not fully clarified the facts of the case. Yet they continue to be locked up without charge. Their assets have been frozen, their property has been seized, despite the fact that a multitude of questions about their treatment and about the actions and behaviour of the Romanian authorities abound. Why are some of the supposed victims included by the prosecution openly announcing that they're not victims and that they support the Tates? And even when they personally try to remove themselves from the case file, they're denied the right to do so.
I'm making a public request for the court to remove me as a victim from the case file. Neither me nor Beatrice are victims in this case. Ever since I found out that we are set as victims in the files, I've been telling the court to remove me, but they choose to ignore it and refuses to do so. There are no victims in this case, and I am not a victim. We have been given 3 statements so far, clearly saying we are not victims, but our statements keep getting thrown away.
Tate's ex-girlfriend also addressed this issue.
The very same 2 girls came forward repeatedly saying that they're no victims, and they even said that to the prosecutor. The prosecutor is just now adding people to the victim list because they're desperate. They don't even have enough evidence to bring it towards in a trial. They're holding him to look for the evidence, and they're using fake people as victims. They have absolutely no evidence. There are no victims. Therefore, there's absolutely zero crime.
Other women, including this Ukrainian refugee, have also publicly defended the Tates.
They are the kindest and smartest guys that I have ever met. And I know them not for 1 month. I know them almost for 3 years. These guys are not capable of such nonsense, what police says and news say. I'm Ukrainian refugee. It was Tristan who helped not only me, also my mom and my grandma. On the border of Ukraine, he gave a lot of warm clothes, coats for children, boots, food, everything. Andrew and Tristan, they helped financially a lot. And now you say that they are human traffickers.
This woman kept being banned by TikTok and Instagram for showing her support for Andrew Tate.
I just had such a positive experience. I have absolutely nothing negative to say. So to see what's happening right now, it makes me extremely, extremely upset.
As for the accusations of forcibly imprisoning women, is this proof of the Tates imprisoning women?
I know not everyone has flights back yet. You've all got Georgiana's number in your, it's in the group. Or me directly. Any flight you need home, any day, any time, tell me or message Georgiana. I'll book the flight. I'll get you guys a little boat to take you to the shore and a taxi to take you to the airport and everything. So I don't know when everyone's leaving. Just tell me when.
Do these women look like they're being forcibly imprisoned? Police also have all the surveillance footage from the Tate house. So if it shows them imprisoning women against their will, why hasn't it been added to the case file?
Has the footage from the indoor surveillance cameras been added to the case file? No. We specified the fact that those surveillance cameras have been in the police custody for more than 9 months and the respective images have not been submitted in the case file, although they could have built a very good element in the outlining of the defense, because it could easily have been observed that at no time was any of the persons in question prevented from leaving the respective house or compelled to do anything against their will.
We now learn that prosecutors are seeking to charge the Tates with money laundering offences. Is that because the supposed evidence on human trafficking just doesn't stack up? And what of Andrew Tate's health and him alleging mistreatment in prison? Andrew Tate looks somewhat alarmingly different from what he did a month ago, and his lawyer confirmed that he's struggling.
And Andrew are o stare de sănătate precară din cauza unei afecțiuni preexistente și mă opresc aici.
And who's this strange individual in a burqa, described by the media as the most radicalized woman in Romania, who was brought in to help the prosecution go through the Tate's computers? Who on earth is it? Let's pause there for a word from the sponsor of this video. I'm not normally into graphic novels, but I've been reading 10 Questions for James over the Christmas period. Boom. It surprised me pretty quickly and it became a real page turner. It's over 500 pages in length, but I completed it in about 3 sittings. James Waters' plan for the evening was simple: get drunk. But the angel had other ideas. He offered James the answers to any 10 questions of his fancy. The nature of God, the universe, or hell, even JFK's true assassin, it was all for the asking. But then the demon threw him a hard curve by telling him someone in the bar was going to die at 12:21. The author of this book has an accomplished background in computer sciences and artificial intelligence, so it's written as an explanation and defense of the Christian faith, geared towards appealing to those of an intellectual, analytical mentality, as well as the open-minded agnostic who is searching for a more reasonable approach to Christianity. This isn't some cringe sermon or dreary offering. The book sinks its teeth into the Nephilim and the giants mentioned in the Bible, the biblical documentation of time travel, creation versus evolution, as well as the reality behind Roswell, UFOs and aliens, and how man is trying to replace God with transhumanism. It's not about browbeating you with religious tracts. It's about communicating an extremely important message in an easily accessible and digestible format. Really enjoyable read. You get invested in the characters and their different paths, and it really reaffirms your faith. Biblical teachings, which can sometimes come across as stuffy or outdated, are cogently explained in a modern setting and context. As part of creating this ad, I've chatted a lot with the author. He's a fascinating guy and he's a big fan of the channel. So please support me and him by getting your hands on an ebook or color hard copy of 10 Questions for James by clicking the link in the description below. Now back to the video. The BBC published an entire article detailing Andrew Tate's dastardly behavior. Andrew Tate, Romanian teens explain how he approached them on social media. I read this whole thing waiting for some big gotcha moment. And the sum of it is Andrew Tate, 3 years ago, texted a 16-year-old girl on Instagram. Here's that bombshell text. The entire article is about that text message, received by the daughter of a prominent Romanian politician. Is it morally questionable, seedy, untoward for a man in his 30s to be texting a 16-year-old girl? Yeah, without a doubt. But is it a criminal offense? No. Are these messages connected to the case against the Tates? No. It's just some random girl the BBC found who didn't even respond to the text message. That's what the entire article's about.
We published today on the BBC, a article alleging that Andrew and Tristan Tate were contacting teenagers. Did they respond in any way to that article? Or do you have a comment?
Is that a crime?
Well, it's not a crime.
I'm not defending the Tates from a moral standpoint. I disagree entirely with their messaging, which glorifies promiscuous sex. But if the evidence against the Tates is so damning, why is the media forced to resort to hit pieces based on such flimsy allegations of wrongdoing? The media also constantly invokes this loverboy technique as one of the big crimes that they committed, promising a woman a relationship, a job, a career, and then not delivering on that promise. Wait, what? So lying to a woman is now a crime? Vowing to marry a girl and have her kids, and then later changing your mind, is now an arrestable offense? Offering a girl a prominent role in your company and then withdrawing that offer can get you locked up. Well, hello, slippery slope. What's next? Are women gonna start calling the cops if they catch you cheating on them? How about breaking up with a woman? Is that gonna become a felony? And again, I'm not saying any of this behavior is morally acceptable. It isn't. But it's not a crime, is it? Tristan Tate claims the rape allegations against him are born out of a vendetta brought by an ex-girlfriend who got mad at him because he refused to buy her sister a €200,000 house and help her become a TikTok TikTok star.
You're getting closer to the truth. People need to ask the politicians, ask the judges. You're getting closer to the truth.
Is that true? I don't know. But I do know that since Me Too, we've seen multiple cases of famous men having their reputations ruined and their careers totally wrecked by nebulous claims about behaviour which took place years, sometimes decades before, where they engaged in supposedly abusive conduct against women. And in nearly every case, it turns out that these women were either romantically rejected or denied career opportunities. It just happened to Marilyn Manson again, someone I don't particularly like. Manson promised one woman a role in his movie and a part in a music video. That never happened. And then the woman later accused Manson of raping her. Manson denies the claims against him, saying that this woman, Esme Bianco, tried to get him to pay her off before she went public with the claims. Benjamin Mendy was just found innocent in court of all the rape claims against him. Will his football career be rehabilitated? Doubtful. Yes, I'm afraid it's a fact that some women lie about being raped. And that's why we have things called evidence, charges, and trials. Because accusation alone doesn't equate to guilt. And yet there's hardly ever any consequences for the women who try to ruin men's lives by making these false allegations.
They know we've done nothing wrong.
The case Andrew, file is completely is the empty. Matrix expecting you?
Andrew, of course, what happened in prison?
The case file is completely empty. Of course it's unjust. There's no justice in Romania, unfortunately.
Did you hurt any girl?
Of course not.
If there's clear evidence of the Tates doing what they're accused of, then charge them with a crime. Put them on trial. Let's see the evidence. Because all I see at the moment is two men being indefinitely detained over offensive social media posts and nebulous accusations. But Paul, they said this, they said that. Here's the evidence. Fine, put them on trial then. Charge them. Where's the due process here? There's no due process. If you think there's all this evidence against them, let's have it presented during a criminal trial. If all the evidence is there, what are they afraid of? What's been presented so far? Tweets, speculation, hearsay? That's not evidence with which you can convict someone. In a just world, that's not grounds for locking someone up in a cage for months on end. But Paul, you're only defending Tate because you're friends with him.
Yeah, that's what friends are supposed to do.
I met Tate socially about 3 times in London, once in DC. Like the women I played earlier, his IRL personality, not the hyperbolic offensive shit he says on social media, doesn't comport with what they're accusing him of, which is why there's something seriously wrong here. If the actual evidence proves otherwise, then fine, I'll hold my hands up and say I was wrong. But we can't even see the evidence because he hasn't even been charged or given a fair trial. What's the real reason the Tates remain incarcerated without charge? Former prosecutor and member of the European Parliament, Norica Nicolai, says they're being deliberately disappeared.
Someone has given an order to make the Tate brothers disappear from their capacity to influence the public, especially Andrew.
I have not only watched the unfolding of this case on your TV broadcast, but followed this case closely. Initially, I thought it's a cover-up for something. But from what I can see, from a criminal point of view, everything looks like an improvisation, as what the prosecution had on file wasn't sufficient evidence. It is quite improvised.
Tate's legal team spelled out clearly what they think the reason is in an email to me. Quote, there are many high-ranking, highly credible Romanians who publicly have stated this case and all the evidence is rigged. This isn't a Romanian order. The brothers believe this is a foreign order given to Romania from an outside force to detain them in order to reduce their influence inside the USA and UK. Their orders are to hold Andrew and Tristan Tate in detention for as long as possible in order to damage their influence inside the USA and UK. They also drew attention to the absurd premise that the prosecution's supposed victims are themselves insisting they're not victims. Victims in the case file are not victims at all. They've come out and stated this themselves multiple times. As soon as they found out they were listed as victims, they've gone to the authorities 3 times giving legal statements and testimony that they are not victims of anything. The authorities refuse to delist them because if they are delisted, they will have no grounds to hold the Tates inside detention. The Tates are held using evidence that is not enough to prosecute. They're being held while Romania states they are looking for evidence. They are not looking for anything. They know there is nothing to find. Romania is the most corrupt nation in the entire European Union. Is it really beyond the realms of possibility that they've been bought off? Let's not forget, they tried to take out Tate before by cancelling him in the summer. That didn't work. It only made him bigger. Presumably, they then thought arresting Tate would silence him. But it didn't work. It only made him bigger. Is Andrew Tate being Julian Assange? Like Assange, his health appears to be rapidly worsening. And like Assange, rape accusations are being weaponized to incarcerate him for seemingly political reasons. Like Assange, Tate's opposition to the regime and his influence had become too much of a threat.
There are some figures who have a certain influence, especially in the United States and Great Britain, who are against neo-Marxist formulas. Sure, you can agree with them or not, but it seems that someone has given an order to make the Tate brothers disappear from their capacity to influence the public.
Until the Tates get their day in court, until they're able to face their accusers, until they're allowed to have access to basic due process, Andrew and Tristan Tate are both political prisoners. And no matter what you think about their misogyny, social media posts, behavior, or influence on young men, the way they've been treated and denied the basic presumption of innocent until proven guilty should alarm everyone. Get early access to videos, exclusive live streams, and personally DM me. You've seen how much I get demonetized all the time. Well, this is how you support me. By subscribing at pauljosephwatson.locals.com. Please click the link in the description.